At his final meeting as Gray County Warden, Selwyn Hicks took time to reflect on the accomplishments of the past 4 years and thank counselors and staff for their support. On November 10, Gray County Council held its final meeting of the current term, with Hicks ended the meeting with his closing address to council. Hicks has served as warden 3 of the past 4 years, but was not re-elected as deputy mayor in Hanover in October's election. On December 4, 2018, exactly 3 years, 11 months and 6 days ago, the members around this horseshoe were sworn into office by Her Honor Justice Murnau. Little did we know that 1 year later we would be faced with an unprecedented healthcare challenge that would rock the world, said Hicks. In my 2022 inaugural address, I told you that I wanted us to be remembered, not for what we faced, but for our relentless commitment to achieve results for the people of Gray County in spite of it. In his address, Hicks recounted a number of accomplishments achieved by the current council and the county as a whole over the past 4 years. They include the Rockwood Terrace Long-Term Care Redevelopment Project, a $1 million investment in the new nursing program at Georgian College in Owen Sound, Official Plan Amendment 11, which updated county planning policies, the Age-Friendly Community Strategy and Action Plan, the approval of the county's first Climate Change Action Plan, Going Green in Gray, the formation of the Mental Health and Addictions Task Force, the enhancement of the Gray Transit Route, a new 4-year corporate communication strategy, a number of upgrades, resurfacing of county roads, action to support the evacuation of residents after a rooming house fire in Hanover, bringing emergency shelter services in-house, implementation of the Canada-wide Early Learning and Childcare Program. Let there be no doubt that Gray County is making headway on multiple projects that go directly to improving the quality of life for our residents, said Hicks. I want to thank our senior management team. I said it last year and I'll say it again this year. You showed incredible resilience and grit in the face of adversity. I thank you and this council thanks you for your leadership, professionalism and commitment to the people. The warden thanked County Sow Kim Wingrove for her leadership and professionalism and also thanked former MPP Bill Walker, MP Alex Ruff and current MPP Rick Byers for all their hard work on behalf of Gray County residents. Hicks also expressed his gratitude to Medical Officer of Health Dr. Ian Ara for all of his support and wisdom during the pandemic. I'd like to conclude by saying what an absolute privilege and honor it was to serve as your warden, he said. It's an experience I will never forget. You elected the county's first visible minority warden in her 170-year history. We had challenging times. There were many difficult and close decisions. There were a few occasions when I had to call and offer some, let's say, gentle warden's counsel. You were always respectful, understanding, and professional. I thank you for that. You answered my call each and every time I put a challenge to you. Video and full text of the warden's closing address can be found here. The new Gray County Council will be sworn in on December 6 at 11 a.m. A new warden will be chosen at that time.